Patricia Lockwood has been called the Poet Laureate of Twitter, and much of her well-documented life experience has found its way into her debut novel, No One Is Talking About This. She joined me from her home in Savannah, Georgia, to share the books of her life. Patricia, was there a book that you read as a youngster that made you fall in love with reading or want to become an author?
So I will tell you that the books of my life were chosen at random this morning by me standing in front of my bookshelves and just grabbing things. But I would say this is representative, and I've also talked quite a bit about this particular novel in interviews. So I chose This Is Not a Novel by David Markson, which is a sort of project, an ongoing project for him, where the protagonist of the book is simply called Writer, and it is a fairly obvious stand-in for David Markson. So you can see that there are resonances here. And it sort of exploded the novel for me. It had a rhythm that was more like poetry. There were many inversions. Often a paragraph would be only a sentence long or even just a word. And I had never really thought about unboxing the novel before in that way. And so much of it was about intertextuality. It was about his reading, this sort of process of collaboration with the texts that were important to him, and also with facts about the lives of authors, the lives of painters, the lives of the great artists of history. So it gave me, I think, a model. I think I had an experimental bent from an early age, but I had only read fairly standardized texts. I didn't have access to the huge, great array of experimental work that had come before me. So it was really with this novel that I began to see what you could do.
Unfortunately, This Is Not a Novel by David Markson isn't available in audio. But here's a clip of an audio play based on his novels, performed by the Little Green Pig Theatrical Concern of Durham.
Giotto's Portrait of Dante, a reproduction of which tilts on a shelf beside Ryder's desk, was probably painted after Dante died. Nonetheless, it's the only one by someone who knew him. The two small rough stones beside the Dante portrait are from Masada, once brought to Ryder as a souvenir by his daughter.
One of the ennobling delights of paradise, as promised by Thomas Aquinas.
Viewing the condemned as they are tortured and boiled below.
Little more than a device for getting revenge upon those who are having a better time on earth.
Mencken called the Christian concept of immortality.
Leonardo's notebooks indicate that he knew the sun did not move before Copernicus did.
The friendship of Samuel Beckett and Alberto Giacometti.
The devil damn thee black, thou cream-faced loon. Where gottest thou that goose look?
Wrote Shakespeare in Macbeth.
Now, friend, what means thy change of countenance?
Substituted William Davant, a rewritten version that was played for almost a century.
The last words of Mr. Despondency were, "Farewell night, welcome day." His daughter went through the river singing, but no one could understand what she said.
Is there a book that on a rainy day you'd like to curl up with and reread?
Yes. So this might seem an unusual choice for this because there is quite a big death at the end, but I love to reread A.S. Byatt's Still Life. Actually, her whole Virgin in the Garden series I've read more times than I can count. And there's something about this book in particular, which is really centered in sensory impressions. At times we're even in the point of view of a child. She too is thinking about artists. She has characters going to university. She has characters giving birth to children. She has characters in their old age. Every stage of life you could possibly experience seems to be represented in this book. And you can just wander through it the way you can wander through a house and spend time in different rooms. You can spend time with Alexander, who's writing a play. You can spend time with Stephanie, who's roasting a turkey. You can spend time with Frederica at Cambridge. And to me, it's just that. It's that palette of human life that I can walk into at any time I choose.
My name is Owen, Mrs. Francis Owen. I have an appointment.
So have all these ladies.
At 10:30 with Mr. Cummings.
So have all these ladies. 10:15, murmured one or two.
But now, if you will just take your place, you'll be seen in your turn. I...
Mrs. Frances Owen stood behind Stephanie. Stephanie lowered the book and murmured, "Block bookings. Some of the sisters are less efficient, so they just heap the notes up and the last becomes first. It's a nice calculation whether they arrive early or late.
Best to get the first appointment, 9:30. Except the doctors are often late. It's my first time. Oh, in that case, they'll keep you longer taking details. The queue goes round you. How long? Better not to think.
Gordon DeLieu narrating Still Life by A.S. Byatt, which is available from the RNIB Library. And finally, is there a book that you've read recently that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yes, I chose for this Ghosts by Cesar Ayra, an Argentinian writer, and again, a very formally experimental novel. If you look at the actual events of it, it's very difficult to recount the plot. You know, we're going shopping for food for a party. We're with construction workers who are working on this unfinished building. We're following a child walking through the unfinished rooms. But there's something so compelling about it and so generative in the prose that I've read it several times now after reading it for the first time last year. And every paragraph or so, I have to stop because it gives me an idea. So it is just tremendously generative for your own writing. It's one of those books that you don't sit down and read all the way through because you keep leaping up and going to write something down.
Unfortunately, Ghosts by Cesar Ayra isn't available in audio, but you can find it in print and ebook commercially. Patricia Lockwood, thank you so much for sharing your joy of reading with the listeners and for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much, Red.
Like all the books on this and previous year's shortlists, No One Is Talking About This is available from the RNIB Library, thanks to the generosity of the Booker Foundation